Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today, and we're opening the door first for parents. Parents, come on in. We're going back to our roots here at Parent Talk as we talk about parenting, in particular, rookie parents, you know, baseball season, right? Thinking of rookies, rookie parents, those of you who are just out there taking the first swing at this thing of parenting. And I'll tell you what I want to do today. I want to open the phone lines, not to you. I want you to listen. I want to open it to those who have been down the path a little bit, raising kids or grandkids. And I want you to share with the rookie parents listening one mistake that maybe you'd go back and say, wow, parents, listen, if I could go back, I'd change this one thing. Or the best parenting advice from parents and grandparents for rookie parents. Okay? Let's make this happen. We got to do it quickly. This is Intentional Living. Let's go.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, counselor and coach, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living. And, you know, I have had the privilege for many years to be teaching and training parents on the radio and around the country in our conferences and through our books and things. And if I think of all the advice, I could give 100 different things, and we have, and we do through Intentional Living. But I really think it comes back to just being a real, genuine person, knowing if you're a Christian, really living out your faith and loving those kids and be consistent and realize you're going to have good days and bad days. You're going to have days that are going to be filled with more success than others, and that you're in this for the long haul. That's why consistency is what's so important. And remember, it's not just a one-day project. You know, this is a long-term project. I think a couple of things when I think back, and of course now from my perspective, with our three children are raised and have godly homes, wonderful parents raising our grandchildren. They're not all perfect. None of us are. But as I look back, I think, you know, people used to say, these are the best days of your life. They're going to go by so fast. And they really do. I mean, when you look back someday, you'll say, I remember that Dr. Carlson telling me that things are going to go fast. It does. And the other thing, I think, when you're in the middle of it, you're right in the middle of parenting today, and you're trying to get them off to school. You're trying to get them fed and get a bath and get them to bed and all these things. It's hard to measure progress when you're in it all the time. That's why sometimes as grandparents or other family members who step in from time to time can see the progress. You know, we can see things like, wow, you know, look how much the grandkids have changed and how much growth has occurred. Where the parents, you're right in the middle of it. And so that's another thing to keep in mind. It's a daily challenge for sure. Okay, the lines are busy. We want to get to these calls as quickly as we can. A lot of just really practical, quick, to the point things that worked. Okay, let's do that for rookie parents listening in. From Intentional Living, the number again is 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Mandy. My name is Pearl. I live in Oklahoma. I listen to you on Bot Radio. One thing I would say to new parents would be to speak life and blessing to your children. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so just speak life to your kids. Thank you guys for your ministry.
Hi, this is Janet. I raised 8 successful children. They're grown. What a young lady needs to remember, she's going to have to be organized.
Hi, I'm Bob. What I learned is I needed to believe God myself and persevere in faith. And to keep believing, to keep persevering, so that you can do the right next one thing. Lamentations 3:23, I believe his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
Indeed. Listen, that's great. Doing the next right one thing. I wonder where I heard that. That's intentional living. I think back, one of the comments there was get organized. I've been so fortunate and blessed. I mean, my wife, Donna, is very organized. She doesn't get rattled too often. And when the kids were home, you know, she just did it. And God bless her. I mean, if it had been dependent totally on me, or even mostly on me, I think we would have been in trouble, at least in the organization camp. I mean, organized, getting things done, loving on the kids, thinking of creative things, keeping them growing and maturing. Those are real practical things, and that's what we want to get to. What are the practical things, the things that you'd share with a rookie parent? One thing that maybe you made a mistake, or one thing that you'd look back and say, hey, this is my best advice for you. 888-888-1717, let's go. Mary Ann is in Michigan. Hi there, Mary Ann. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I called because I was thinking that one of the things I would have done differently, because I'm a grandma now and I'm seeing things differently, is I was a single mom for a long time, and then I got married again, but I really tried to protect my daughter, who's now like 31 going on 32. I tried to protect her because her dad had walked out and left us. So I didn't want her to have as hard a life that I had had growing up, and then, or, you know, having to do too much around the home or anything. I mean, she's much better now. She's married with, you know, I have grandchildren, and my son the same way. He's 20, and I really wish that I would have had him, because his dad was gone a lot, and so I always wanted, oh, he should have things more, and he should not have to, you know, work as hard around the house or anything like that. And I think that was probably a mistake.
And you think you did that out of guilt?
I think so, because I think I felt bad because the other parent wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, all the time.
So you felt like you had to overdo for them and protect them. And
yes.
Yeah. Now, how did that affect them as they got to be adults?
Well, I'm telling you, the way it affected my daughter, really, I noticed, and things are working out now, but it made it difficult for her when she got married, because my son-in-law was a cleanie, and he was really into keeping the house, and she was she was not, and I wasn't real organized in that way, so that didn't help.
Uh-huh.
And the same way with my son, I think I felt guilt. I have felt guilt, and I didn't bring this up to Stephen, but I was like, because my son is 20 now, and he tried to take his life a couple of different times recently, and I blame myself because, you know, like her dad had left, and I met him in Christian ministry. He was gone. And I still wanted to compensate. And then my son's dad is unavailable to him in many ways. So I didn't feel like he should have to do things around the home as much, or really put it in place and insist upon him working consistently outside the home or whatever, and finish school. I mean, I really tried, but he didn't seem to latch on. So,
It's a reminder, Mary Ann, that with our kids, and we all look back, and that makes no difference how, quote, great our home was or not. We all of us can look back and say, boy, you know, if I could do it again. And the only reason to share that today is to help other parents who are coming along to say, hey, this is a mistake. This is kind of a trap that this parent has gotten into. Be aware of that, at least as you're parenting, that in Mary Ann's case, it could be operating out of guilt, overdoing, not holding kids responsible and accountable, and so on. Well, I know you're still parenting never ends, Mary Ann, as you know, and we'll be praying for you, and I appreciate you sharing with us today.
Thank you, Dr.
All
Randy.
Right.
God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let me get Doreen on here from Arizona. What would you do differently if you could, Doreen?
I was a very frustrated mother with a very screaming child. We do have 5 children in heaven now and 4 on earth. And our oldest was just a real pill, and I spanked him a lot for just about everything he did. And if I could go back now and redo, I wouldn't be doing that.
Well,
I would spank him really, it was too much anger.
Yeah, and when we operate out of anger, of course, that's not where we want to be as a parent, for sure. That's a big, you know, one of the things that we've taught at Intentional Living when it comes to parenting is that spanking, or when it comes to corporal punishment, there are ways of parenting. We have taught through Intentional Living over the years the use of logical and natural consequences, helping hold our children accountable by natural, the things that happen in life, the things that we experience in life when it comes to parenting our children. There are so many creative ways to train our children, and we should never be real careful when you're disciplining. We never discipline out of our own emotional needs. We always discipline for the benefit of the children, for the child. Okay, let's get to more calls. 888-1717. We'll be back with your calls in a moment, talking about one thing, a piece of advice for parents you'd pass along.
My name is Candace. I wanted to chime in today in regards to the topic of being a young parent, and what's the one thing that they should do. And I'm 29 years old, so I guess I'd be considered a young parent. I have three boys, 6, 5, and 2 years old. I have a full-time job in which I work anywhere from 50 to 55 hours a week. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of parents who are going through a similar kind of situation. But I just want to encourage you and let you know that the time spent with your children is precious. You need to learn to just adore the season that they are in. Adore the way that they are. If they're silly and goofy, look at how joyful they are and share in that joy. Just be happy that when you come through the door, you've got three little bodies hanging off you. You're not going to find any, that kind of love anywhere else in the world but in your own home.
This is Intentional Living, and we're focusing today on how to be intentional as a rookie parent, and sharing with you from those who've been down the path ahead of you how to parent, things that they've learned that they want to share with you. By the way, the telephone number here is 888-1717. Iola's on the line in Kansas. Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You really make my day.
Oh, you
have improved my life so much. I am a monthly sponsor or whatever.
Well, thank you.
And I am so I listen to your CDs and share those also.
Good.
But
let me just mention this, Iola, before you go. We're starting in June. We're going to be sending two CDs. We have more teaching. I'm spending more time in preparation and teaching for our members to really encourage them in living intentionally. So watch for that as it starts next month.
You'll be getting additional teaching. I have extra time after.
There you go. You can pop.
I listen to your program every day, too.
There you go. You can pop it in the car and listen. All right. What would you do differently? Or what advice?
I'm a parent. And the main thing, I think, it's one of the little things, is enjoy your children.
Right.
You know, and give them blessings and encouragement most often. But when you have a rule that's broken, deliver the consequence. Mm.
Yeah, that's the consistency thing, Iola. And I think many times with parents, what we'll do, you get frustrated or you get emotional, and then you make these threats. You know, you're never going to date. You know, I'm never going to let you date, or you're never going to be able to leave home, or if you don't do this, you're going to be grounded for the next 3 weeks. I mean, we have these kind of things that we say that are really, really silly. And as parents, when we have a consistent approach to discipline, of course, we have taught for 25 plus years logical and natural consequences, training our children, being clear with the expectations, nurturing our children. Remember, the word discipline comes from the root of discipleship. It doesn't come from the concept of punishment. And punishment is, frankly, not very effective, especially with children in this generation. And rightfully so. I think when we train our children, it's much better and it's more effective to use training. That's discipline, training our children. And you do that, as you point out, by having a logical or natural consequence. Let me give you an example. If your children are picky eaters and they're not eating and they're fighting over food, many times parents, we got to get in there and we'll raise our voice and we'll be demanding and we get all frustrated. At what point do you say the logical consequence is, if you're not hungry, the food's gone, but don't come back, you know, it's taken away until the next meal. You don't then give them snacks 10 minutes later. Or if you have a child that's not getting their homework done and you have to remind them and end up having to do half of it yourself, at what point do you say, look, I'm here available to you, but I'm not going to remind you any longer. But the television's off and your video games are taken away and your mobile device, until the homework is done, you come and let me see it, I'll check it off, and then you can do your other activities. In other words, we put into place, a logical approach to raising our kids, and then following through, which is really an important thing to do. And so it's a good reminder. Thank you, Iola, and thank you for your support as well.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I I'm so glad I moved to Kansas City and couldn't get my other station because FLR is much better. Thank you.
Well, good.
You have a blessed day.
I'm glad you're listening in Kansas City. That's great. Lisa, speaking of Kansas, is on the line. Hi, from Kansas. Hi, Lisa. Where in Kansas are you today?
I'm in Lawrence.
Lawrence, yeah, the home of the Jayhawks, right?
That is correct.
There you go.
I'm an Oklahoma State Cowboy at heart.
Uh-oh. Now, do you publish that around town?
I do.
All right. What would you do differently?
Oh, well, you touched on it. You hit the nail on the head. I wish at a young age I knew the importance of nutrition and real food. I can remember as a kid sitting at the table and I wasn't allowed to leave until all my food was gone. And I remember crying. I didn't want to do that to my kids. And unfortunately, the way to fix that is I catered to my son's needs.
Oh.
And now he is 23 years old and still eats chicken fingers, French fries, mac and cheese, and hot dogs. I listen to everybody with the boy. He's going to come around. He'll be eating steak before you know it. And that just never happened.
So what you're saying is when he didn't eat what you wanted, you'd kind of be a short order cook and bring him what he wanted?
Absolutely, yes. Grilled cheese, yes.
Uh-huh.
I would. And I, like I said, I just didn't understand the full impact of nutrition. And now, you know, it's too late. I can't change him now.
Well, but you know what? You passed on as a reminder to others. And, of course, no matter – and this is true, by the way. You can raise your kids right with nutrition, and they can still go out and do that. And you can raise your kids with the wrong nutrition and then go out and make decisions. Ultimately, our kids are responsible. But you're making a good point as a mom, Lisa. When we overdo for our kids like that, accommodating and thinking that we're running a bed and breakfast, for instance, you know, we give our kids the wrong message. You know, we're not here as a bed and breakfast for our kids. We're here as a family, and families cooperate and work together, and we're going to put good food on the table, nutrition, food that you're going to enjoy, and, you know, we're going to use good sense. We're not going to bring food that's not nutritious, nor you're not going to enjoy. But at the same time, we're not running a short order kitchen here that every child's getting their own meals. This is a family and we're working together. It's a good reminder. All right, Lisa, thank you for your call from Kansas. I'm glad you're listening in Lawrence.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you. We're talking about rookie parents today. One piece of advice, 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. A couple weeks back, we had our share-a-thon, and one of my friends had the early shift. He was telling me that about a third of the people who called in to give were in the midst of hard times or going through deep waters, and they still wanted to support the ministry. It gave my friend the opportunity to pray with these precious folks, and so he did. And that reminded me just how important our prayer community is at the Intentional Living Center. Do you need prayer? Then join. Do you feel called to pray for others? Then join. Go to theintentionallife.com/prayer. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more for you rookie parents. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You give me a minute, I've got one thing that will radically change the financial future of your children.
From the Intentional Living Center, welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
You are a good parent. And you are doing all you can to make sure your children grow up to be the individual they were meant to be. While you are being intentional in your approach, what are your children really seeing when they watch you? And they are watching you. What do they see when they watch you manage your finances? Are you intentionally living by a plan? Are you intentionally staying away from debt? Are you intentionally saving for the future and your family's needs? Be an example to your children. Things do happen. But live your financial life on a plan and be a model to your children. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Got some more calls we'll get to here in a moment. We're talking to young parents, rookie parents, as we call them, getting started and sharing some advice with you and just some things. Let me just tick off some things that I've seen in 30-plus years of working with families that really watch for as a parent, okay? Some of the things that can trip you up. One is criticism. You think you're doing your child a favor by critiquing everything they do. What you do through criticism is discourage your children. Now, when your children are doing something that, let's say they're doing their homework, let's use that as an example. They do their homework, and when you look at it, it's all wrong. And it's not wrong because they don't know how to do it. It's all wrong because they're lazy and they didn't get it done, right? You know what I'm talking about? And it's easy to jump on their case and criticize them, and if you paid more attention and if you worked harder, you could do better, and you know, you don't want to grow up and be like your great uncle so-and-so, and you know, one thing or another. Instead of just using logical, natural consequence, you know, hey, listen, we just have a certain expectation of grades. We know you're capable of B's and B pluses or whatever it is, your standard, and A's and B's in your home, and that's fine. But if you don't keep up with that, then, you know, you're making a choice then to lose some of the privileges you have. It's your choice, you could, you know, but this is a priority over these things. And you leave the ball in their court. It's easy to criticize your kids. It's easy. Criticism is very destructive. It's easy to operate out of guilt. We heard that earlier in the program, where you make decisions based on having gone through a divorce and now you're a single parent, or maybe you feel guilty about something you've done in the past and you're trying to make up for it as a parent, and you're not consistent. And of course, ultimately, remember, as the scripture says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. And that's a promise right from your Father. So don't allow the condemnation of Satan or of your situation to drag you down so you start operating out of guilt as a parent. It's not good. Okay, let's find out from Ruth what she would maybe have done differently to help pass along to parents listening. Ruth, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good.
Good.
Picking my husband up for lunch so we can have lunch together.
Well, that's nice. What kind of lunch do you guys, where do you go for lunch? What kind of things do you enjoy?
Well, my favorite is Mexican, so that's what we're doing.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Well, the people who are listening in the East Coast, they've already had lunch, but it sounds pretty tasty at this time.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you do differently, Ruth?
Well, I was just talking to a friend this morning on our walk and just saying I wished I would have allowed my son to, I wish I would have taught him, I know I did try, but I didn't force it to tithe. But then also when it came to buying Christmas presents, I would say, don't spend your own money, I'll buy that present for grandma or I'll buy that present for, Auntie. And I just, with my daughter, I just realized at a young age, go Christmas shopping, she would go for her wallet. And I just, something inside me said, let her spend her own money, even though it's kind of like, as parents, we don't want to see our kids, skin their knees or get hurt, but we've got to do that. And so with my daughter, I let her buy Christmas presents with her own money that she would earn from chores. And I just saw just such a greater joy in her and such a giving. She was just more giving and generous. And I just felt like with not allowing my son to do that and to find the joy in giving, that he's just more selfish. So I don't know. I guess that's something I would have done differently.
Yeah, it's very practical. We teach here at Intentional Living about allowance to be given to children. Partly for being part of the family, but from that they learn to budget and expense. If they spend all the money in one area, they don't have it in another. And then the extra for the extra work, the extra effort, kind of like how life works. Good reminder, Ruth. Remember, parents, you don't do your kids a favor if you don't handle money wisely yourself and teach them how to handle money wisely as well. All right, Ruth, thanks for your call.
Randy, I just want to thank you very much for your intentional living program and comments about being intentional livers. It has changed my life.
I've been trying to live the intentional life the best as I can. Before I found Jesus, I had a hard time with sins of the flesh. But what I'm doing to try to help myself even further is I talk to my friends and family and have my own time with God.
I have teenage children and am challenged at times with not reacting to them. I'm setting the tone of not raising my voice. My home has been a much more content place.
Her doing God's will is most important, and where God wants her is the safest place for her to be.
I've been listening to you for almost 3.5 years, and I do want to live an intentional life, and it's taken a long time.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you all. I mean, you guys share so many great comments on our storyline, our comment line at 888-888-1717. And I want to say thank you for your support. I mean, this ministry, we're not a commercial operation. And what I mean is this is a nonprofit ministry. This is a ministry designed to simply teach and educate and love and care for people to live intentionally in Christ. And you all are standing with us in support to make it possible. And I look at this list of people who are joining us saying, listen, I want to be with you. I want to help reach more people. And then allowing me to come alongside with our teaching. And I'm excited about we're moving into a whole new generation of teaching here starting in June. Every month, you're going to be receiving a couple of CDs in the mail. All of my teaching that I'm doing with my staff, I'm spending hours in preparation with the goal of encouraging you and living intentionally in Christ. So, Rachel, thank you for joining us in Tucson at $30 a month. Carrie from Mesa, listening to 90.3 in Phoenix, $30 a month. Thank you. And Chantella from Phoenix, thank you for joining us. $1 a day, $30 a month from the Phoenix area. Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, if it's very simple. All you have to do is sign up online. It's probably the easiest way. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Hit the donate button. Sign up. Or you can go ahead and call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and join us. And I just want to mention, too, we got a couple of great conferences coming up in Mesa on July 15th and then July 16th, Friday, Saturday, in Glendale. Mesa and Glendale, the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Two great locations. Check it out online, by the way. Get registered, theintentionallife.com. I'll see you next time from Intentional Living.